Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of The Naked Englishman. Today is some date in July. I'm just looking. It must be the 17th. Oh, it's my mother's birthday today. My mother's birthday. I don't know how old she was. I'd have to work that out. She was born in... She would have been 90, I think. 91. Or something like that. I think she was born in 1936. We're in 2025, so that would make a 91, wouldn't it? So, the internet is on. We didn't turn it off last night. Welcome to The Naked Englishman. I'm Richard Vobes, audio diary, life, etc. You know that because you found the website. So it is a Thursday. It's a day we go to the farm shop, which we shall do. I want to go to a tool shop as well. There's a tool shop just down the road because I'm after some hand tools. I hope they're open. I've never seen them open, but there's a little card that says he's open on Thursdays and Fridays, so that would be good if he is. So she'll have a look there. And we're off to the farm shop, which is lovely. Lovely. Now, my friend Sean James Cameron, he sent me a video yesterday, a bit of a worrying video, of a couple who had discovered that YouTube have changed how the algorithm works. I mean, they're often changing it. And in the end, you just think, well, I don't know. Is there any difference? Does it really work? Is what they're saying true? Has it happened? I mean, the algorithm of YouTube is so mystifying at the best of times. You see, if you wanted to set up a business and say, well, I want to go on YouTube and make videos, and you went to a bank manager in the old-fashioned way that going to a bank manager, I mean, these days you have to probably talk to AI about it, and AI would already know everything and just tell you to bog off. Don't waste my time. I've got people who want to talk about cats or things like that, you know, far more important than you setting up a business. But if you did go to the old-fashioned bank manager and said, I want to set up a business on YouTube, and they would say things like, okay, well, what's your business plan? Well, my business plan is to make videos of in a certain niche, let's say, that would be of interest to a certain type of people. And I'm going to make them regularly so that people can get into the habit of watching my videos. And YouTube will monetize it by putting adverts on, and I get a cut of that. And the bank manager would turn around and say, well, what sort of cut do you get? I don't really know. How many adverts will they put on? I don't really know. Really? And who will be advertising on your channel? I don't really know. I see. How much autonomy do you have it? Well, I can put them in as often as I want. Oh, well, I suppose that's one thing. Will that put people off? Well, it might do if I put too many adverts in. Right. And is there any restrictions on what you could do? Well, they've got their terms and conditions and could cancel the channel at any moment. They could ban me from producing the videos, and they can take videos off. Also, they can throttle the amount of views I get depending on the subjects that I talk about. And I don't really know if, you know, the counter is really there and truthful. I said, well, what kind of a business is that? It's like, I don't really know. At the end of the day, it is the most ludicrous business. Well, now, according to the video that Sean sent me, they've changed the algorithm a little bit so that actually you have to get engagement on the video for it to be promoted by YouTube. In other words, unless people are commenting, pressing the subscription button, putting a thumbs up, then YouTube will deem it as a dud video because nobody's really interested in it. Never mind that people may have watched it, they're not really counting that anymore. They're counting the interaction, apparently. So, therefore, you've got to, it would seem, if you wanted to increase the number of people who watch your channel, to keep your monetization going, to be, you know, compete with everybody else, you've got to continually ask people to engage with video. Engage, not just by watching, that's one minor form of engagement, it would seem to me, but actually saying things like, oh, what do you think about this, and what's your views on that, and, you know, write in the comments this, and subscribe to this, and blah, 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 which then becomes a different type of video. If you were one of these people who wanted to make, I don't know, a, let's say, a journal of your life or a documentary type thing, something that people don't have to be engaged with, or let's say it was a podcast in which you're just interviewing somebody and people want to put it on, they want to do their washing up, they want to, you know, at the same time, or prepare a food, or they're driving, you know, and they're just using it, they don't have to look at the screen, and so therefore they're not commenting. Well, that would now be called a dud, and so isn't going to get promoted in the same way as the other ones do. And the idea of all of this, the reason they've changed it, is to stop the clickbait, because clickbait is annoying. You've got, you know, big red arrows, you've got outrageous statements, you've got women with large breasts, you know, things that you think that are going to be in the channel to try and get people to press the button to watch the channel. And then when you watch the channel, it's got nothing to do with it whatsoever, or it's a very watered down version of what they've purported. It's a bit like the sales description. You know, if the sales description is wrong, trades description, is it? What do they call that? Trades description? Whatever it is. So you say it's one thing. I remember being told the story of a man who made a fortune saying coat hangers for sale. You know, these were stainless steel, magnificent artistic coat hangers, sent off for them, and 3-inch nail turned up. Well, you can technically, if you bang it in the wall, you could hold your coat up with it, because it can be used as a coat hanger, but it wasn't the decorative coat hanger that you thought. Another one was, blue films. Get your blue films here. And people thought they were going to buy some dodgy old pornography. Turns out what they got was a VHS, this is back in the day, of just a blue screen. So it did technically say what it was, but the supposed idea was you're going to get something far better than what you actually get. I think it's Trades Description Act, isn't it? Something like that. So I think they're trying to knock that out so that, of course, if your video is boring and doesn't conform to what the thumbnail promises, then fair enough, you know, it's registered as a dud and therefore it's not being promoted, people aren't seeing it, and so be it. But all those other videos that are passive viewing videos that don't need interaction, so I don't know what effect this will have, but anyway, that's what the video said. If anybody knows, do let me know, that would be interesting. Because in the end, do you really want to be making a video that everybody's got to comment on every 2 seconds? And what would that do for all these AI faceless videos? I mean, that would be, I wouldn't mind seeing those being closed down. I think these faceless videos, which is just a automatic, an AI script, an AI selection of stock footage and an AI voiceover, I'd like to see the end of those, because there's no talent required sort of thing. I do think that if you're making a YouTube video, there should be some human interaction with it. People like to watch humans, whether they are slick or stumbling. I think people like to watch that, rather than just having a bland AI try and do it. And what's the point of having AI to do it? We don't want to watch sort of non-entities doing these things. There's plenty of non-entities on it anyway, who are actually human, which is a bit weird. So that was something else. My friend Ed came over last night, very nice chap, came over, and he donated another tin of tobacco to Julia and myself, which is something called... what the hell is it called? Drakey. Caribbean Blue Drake. Unusual, but not unpleasant. Very nice tobacco. He also came round with a little drop of whiskey. He'd been to the old tobacconist shop. Anyway, we had a lovely old chin chat about this, that and the other, and bits of equipment that one would need on the farm and things like that when we get our little piece of land, and, you know, lots of chats about this, all sorts of things. So it was nice. He's a good chap, and he does occasionally come through Worthing to go to elsewhere, wherever it is he's going to, and he makes a little diversion to see us, which is lovely. So that was nice. So that happened. I'd spent yesterday doing a bit of writing and following up some bits and pieces that I needed to do. So that was all good. I'm just trying to think what else went on. I did go for a little stroll. The weather was kind of warm, sunny. I did sit in the sun, have a cup of tea. Today, slightly different thing. We've got blanket cloud, but that can disappear. We've noticed that can disappear. Quite whether that's, you know, if they're chemtrailing to try and make days and days and days of cloud, that ain't working. So what are they up to? They haven't just stopped, have they? I'm hoping that they do, but I don't suppose they do, because we still see the streaks in the sky. My feeling is that they're just preventing it from raining, because we haven't had any decent rain or days of rain for a long time. So they're either going to do it just at harvest time so nobody can harvest anything and ruin the crop, or they're going to give us a drought so that we have water shortages and that sort of thing. That would be my rough guess, but who knows? They're clearly up to something. They're just not, you know, not going to leave us alone to thrive, are they? Meanwhile, all the usual nonsense goes on with the bullying from the police and the bailiffs and various things up and down the country. Luckily now, I just don't watch any of these types of videos. I've sort of stopped watching all of that nonsense. As much as it is good to bring awareness to it, it also brings that negative feeling. And we don't want any of that, really. We've got to continually have as much positive thoughts in our world and bring the positive nature of life to us and have a bit of fun. Have a bit of fun, my dear. So, anyway, we're going to have a bit of fun because we're going to go to the farm shop. Hello there. All right, then. Got any raw milk, have you? Somebody sent me a video the other day, actually, yesterday, on an email. And it was, raw milk is bad for you. And it was so bland in that it said it's got bacteria. And then it showed an image of bacteria. And it goes, all that bacteria is in you. And if you drink raw milk, you'll be ill. And I thought, well, that's a load of old nonsense. Julia and I have been drinking raw milk for, well, at least 18 months, if not longer now. And never ill on the back of drinking raw milk. And it's the most ridiculous and stupid video. But, of course, that's the what people are being feared into. And in the end it said, no, you need to have pasteurised, homogenised, standardised milk, that's safe. And I thought, well, I guess the 77th Brigade must have funded that video. And it was a TikTok video that was sent to me. Bloody TikTok. Just as bad as Timu, or whatever it's called. Mm. All these big, you know, Chinese based things impeding into our life. I mean, it was bad enough. You know, with the American, not that I've got anything against American people, but their culture just swamping Britain. And where is the British way of life? That's what I want to know. It's all very well having, you know, the occasional thing, but people just by default wear baseball bats. Well, baseball is not a national sport over here. We used to have rounders, and then it became a girly game, rounders, a bit like netball. And now it's like baseball's the thing, and you've got to have a baseball bat, and then you've got to turn it round the other way. Well, we used to have hats with peaks, flat caps they were called, but, you know, now they're just sort of, oh, well, you're a bit tweedy, you're a bit countrified if you wear a flat cap, or you're an old fart. You've got to be youthful, you've got to have a baseball cap. So these sort of, you know, and I've got nothing wrong with, as against Americans wearing their baseball caps. Good luck to them, that's their culture, isn't it? But it's not our culture. And now we've got these big corporations, these Chinese firms, muscling in, selling us all sorts of cheap crap. That most of it seems, whenever I've watched a video with anyone buying stuff on Temu, not that I purposely set out to watch people buying on Temu, but they suddenly mention it. Ah, I just bought this on Temu. It's all cheap and cheerful tat, and it has to go back.
How are people so blind? I don't understand.
That's Julia, by the way.
No crap. I don't understand how people are so blind to that sort of thing. I mean, hello, shop like a millionaire. If you're not a millionaire, how do you... It just does not compute.
If you're not a millionaire, you can't shop like a millionaire. You can buy imitation crap that isn't what a millionaire would buy.
Absolutely. Completely the opposite to what a millionaire would buy.
Yeah. buy, it's more shop like a pauper and
hoard. Pretend you're something you're not.
Exactly, and hoard into your house a whole load of cheap tat that's been produced, mass produced, with no artistic merit or indeed love and attention to detail in the forming of that. It's all sort of big manufactured nonsense. That's just my opinion, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you think
it's
I'm laying down
your
the.
Opinion.
It's our opinion. It's what I'm saying is I'm not laying down the law that you've got to think like this. You may well buy lots of stuff and you may want to defend them and say, no, no, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, you more than happy to say that. You can say whatever you damn well like. I may disagree with you unless I was to discover that you were correct. But that's unlikely in my...
In my humble opinion.
Anyway, enough anyways. How many anyways do you want? I've got a whole bunch of them from Timu. But they're not very good anyways, because they don't have any ways in them. They've only got one way, the corporate way. So, yes, we've got to get to the farm shop. I've got a video to knock out, and then I'm going to go to this tool shop. We may, today... may get the books, the proofreader's book. Oh, it's like waiting. Yesterday I was sort of marching up and down the hallway going, where are you? Where are you? So I'm hoping that these books with the covers and everything else, which is only a paperback version, not the hardback version, which will be the one that we sell initially, but I've just got a paperback version for the proofreader to send off to them so that they can have first dibs, go through it, red pen it, send it back, I can then make amendments on the master script, and then we go to the printers. So we're getting there. Julia and I have stopped the old reading process and going through it, and Julia's, you know, marvellous help with the grammar. We just need someone now to look over it who've never seen it, can tell us about whether the story works, can tell us, well, just whatever, you know, if they've spotted something we haven't spotted, which hopefully they will spot all the ones we've not spotted, but... there'll still probably be some that...
But they might stripe some. They may stripe some instead.
Yes. So there we go. No
stripes and spots.
Stripes and spots.
Yes.
Anyway, better crack on. Thanks for listening if you did. And I will catch up with you soon. Take care. Bye for now.